Tonight's offering is a talk from Sri Chinmoy's book called Everest Aspiration. The name of the talk is called You Are Spiritual. You are spiritual. You are spiritual. That means you have only a few desires. Very, very few desires. One day you will come to the point where you will have only one desire. God. God realization will be your only desire. And that desire will be fulfilled by God Himself with deepest love, joy, and pride. You are spiritual. That means you are sincere. There are two types of sincerity. One is human sincerity, the mind's sincerity. The other is divine sincerity, the heart's sincerity. The human sincerity that you speak of comes from the most developed member of your human family, the mind. The mind tells you, this is sincerity. This is insincerity. The mind inspires you or commands you to say the right thing, the sincere thing. But there is also something called the heart's sincerity. Heart's sincerity is oneness with the will of the Supreme. Sometimes the mind is sincere, but only when the mind can get some profit or benefit from sincerity. Sometimes the mind is sincere because it feels an inner obligation. But in the heart's sincerity, which is oneness with the will of the Supreme, there's a special inner purpose which the human mind cannot fathom. Since you are spiritual, you will be ready eventually to unite your will with the will of the Supreme. That is the kind of sincerity you are aiming at. You are spiritual. That means you are humble. Here, humility means acceptance of the world's burden. according to your capacity. God is all humility. He has accepted as his own lot the entire weight of the world. So you also can accept the burden around you according to your limited capacity. You're like a tree. A tree carries leaves, flowers, fruits, and everything. You also can carry the burden of the world around you on your head and shoulders. This is your humility. You are spiritual. That means you are secure. Security means that you feel the living presence of God inside you. And you feel your living presence inside God. Also, you tell yourself that you are for God, and God is for you. When you tell yourself that God is for you and you are for God, and when you feel your living presence inside God and God's living presence inside you, this is your security. You are spiritual. That means you are pure. What kind of purity are you aiming at? You are aiming at the purity that will satisfy God and capture him inside your heart, inside your mind, inside your vital, and inside your body. All your impurity will leave you when God comes to live inside your body room, vital room, mind room, and heart room. If you can feel that God is living inside you, then alone can you develop real purity. You are spiritual. That means you are divine. At first, your divinity will say that there's no adamantine wall between you and God. You are facing God, and God is facing you. Your divinity will make you feel that two gods are facing each other and conversing. But eventually you will merge into the God that you are now facing. You will know that there is only one God, and that the entire world is his projection. Then there shall come a time when God will ask you to play his role. He will make you feel that you are God and that he is your projection. Then he will hide himself and play the role of the universe while you play the role of God. He will become the creation and you will become the creator. You are God's creation according to his vision, mission, and necessity. But when God is fully satisfied with your spirituality, he says, "My son, I am changing the game. I shall become the creation, and you become the creator." This is how you become inseparably one with the source who conceived of you and created you.